If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with us this hour, and I'm doing something I rarely do, and that is I am holding over our guest, Bob Rausch, who's the president and CEO of RAR Hospitality. You can check out their website at rarhospitality.com. You can go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, where you'll find, within the next couple of days, the archived audio of the show. And if you click over to travelers411.com, you can get to the podcast, which will stay for 52 weeks. The archived audio stays forever and ever. And if you did a little search on our sites for Bob Rausch, you'd be able to find interviews we've done with him in the past, and it's R-A-U-C-H to find him. I have to tell you, he is hotelier extraordinaire. And I wanted to share with him something that happened to me recently. And in a place that's a wonderful place and is, generally speaking, the kind of place you can expect pampering service. So this is only to prove that even in the very best of places, accustomed to taking care of the guest, something went wrong. And I want to share this with Bob and get his insights into what does a hotelier do to make sure that rules and policies don't take over in light of what the guest is requesting or expecting, except in the cases where there'd be an infringement upon safety issues or making an uncomfortable situation for some other guests. What do you do when you've got a policy and a guest is asking you to ignore it for them? And we're going to talk about that with Bob Rausch right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
Hey, Bob, you still there?
I am.
I'm so glad. Let me set the framework for this. This incident took place in a hotel I adore. I would guess in the last 15 years, I've probably spent 50 nights or more, 60 nights in this hotel. I love this place. I love the owner. I think the staff is magnificent, and I wouldn't have gone back for the second stay if I wasn't happy with the previous one. But apparently, there are some policies that have been set up within the hotel. And I'm going to tell you what happened. I'd love to get your reaction to how does a hotelier get around this? Because in the last hour, we talked a bit about people writing things at these online review sites. And, you know, if I were somebody else, there would have been a review that would have sizzled computers around the world. But I wouldn't do this to this hotelier nor his hotel, because what happened isn't indicative of the property. And the property deserves better. I did, of course, have a breakfast conversation with the hotelier about it, because if I were somebody else, you know, you could lose clients, you could lose business clients, corporate clients, groups, if this happened to somebody else. And here's what happened. I checked into this hotel on a Saturday night. They should have told me, don't come. Because there was a wedding in the hotel Saturday night. And so the place was jammed. And I was checked into what was available. And what was available was a fairly small room. Which, by the way, I redesigned architecturally while I was in the room. I would that I was Samantha the Witch and could have just moved the bedroom wall into the bathroom. Because you could have landed a helicopter in the bathroom. But the bedroom was small. And when I got up in the morning and got out of the bed on my side of the bed and went to walk around the bed in the direction of the bathroom, I tripped over my husband's feet. He was sitting in a lounge chair. And his room was too small for us. There was no place for our luggage. There was no place for me to sit and work. I had a lot of work I needed to be doing while I was there. And there was no place to spread out unless you wanted to go get in the bathtub or drag a chair, and the bathroom was big. If I had taken the desk in the bathroom, I would have been fine. That wasn't going to happen. So after breakfast, I went to the front desk. And I said, this is now Sunday. I said, you know, there must be a lot of people checking out today after this wedding thing is over. What are the chances you could find me a larger accommodation to check into? And they said, we'll look into that. I must have done that before breakfast. I said, good, I'll go have breakfast. I'll come back. Let me know what's available. They came back and they told me there would be two. Room number 18. And they placed a call to the owner and he suggested a particular suite. And I said, okay, well, I'd like to see the two rooms. And they said, well, room 18 is made up. You can see that now. I said, well, what I'd like to do, because I've got a big schedule in front of me, and I've got your chef cooling his heels waiting for me in a lounge area so I can interview him, and I don't want to take him away because he's got things he's got to be doing in the kitchen, so I'd like to do this efficiently. We're all packed up. Somebody can just go up and move our stuff, but I'd like to see the suite so I can compare room 18 to the suite and make a decision what's going to work better for us. And here's what I was told. You can see the suite maybe in an hour and a half or 2 hours. The housekeeper hasn't been, you know, they haven't finished in there yet. And I said, well, that's all right. I mean, you know, I'm not buying the suite. Yeah, and clearly, I've been here at this hotel enough times to know it and love it. I just want to see it for size and layout to know if there's enough room for me to work in and my husband to work in to do the things we need to do while we're here. And I was told by three different people, first the front desk called somebody, the head of reservations, and then the reservation manager called somebody else, and three people told me why it can't be done. And I said, I don't get it. What is Yeah, you think it's funny. I'm under pressure. I got to get done.
I mean, believe sometimes that they're not empowered to make a very simple, common sense decision.
Wouldn't you think? So I said, listen, I don't understand the problem. Why can't I see the room? Oh, it's our policy. We don't show rooms unless they are tidy. I said, listen, I'm not the mother of the bride coming here for the first time to look at the hotel and look at the rooms that the guests and the bride and groom and the parents of the bride will stay in. I just want to look at the size. I don't care if there are no linens on the bed and there's a pile of linens in the middle of the room. I don't care if there's a bucket in the bathroom filled with cleaning detergents. I just want to see what it looks like. Oh, no, that's not possible. I said, would you do me a favor? Because I don't have his phone number in my pocket. Call the owner and tell him to change the policy for me so I can just go run around, see the two rooms, make a decision, and go meet your chef. And she said, no, that's not possible. That's our policy, and that's just how it is. I have a feeling somebody must have shown the mother of the bride or a corporate client coming to look at something, a room that wasn't made up, and maybe that person didn't have the vision that
I can't tell you that the policy was so strict that they scared the employees into ever breaking policy, but it almost sounds that way, like they kind of went overboard on their training, because common sense will tell you, hey, if a guest wants something, and as you and I talked earlier, if it's not a security matter or something where somebody would be in harm's way,
creating an obstacle for another guest.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. That you would not encounter in one of my hotels, and if you did, you'd probably have a cow the same way that the owner of that hotel probably had when he found out about it, he or she, when they found out about it.
Well, let me tell you the end of the story. They call the head of housekeeping, a sweetheart of a lady, and she comes out, and I looked at her, I said, I implore you, let me just look into the suite and see how big it is so I can compare it to room 18, and then I'll know if, I need one place or the other place is going to work better for us. And she said, no problem, come ahead. I had to get the housekeeping for that. And when I got upstairs, you know what I was thinking? You know when you walk down a hallway in any hotel in the entire world at about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, you've gone to breakfast, you come back, you're going to go get your things and check out. When you walk down the hall, there's all these doors that are open that where the housekeeping is in there cleaning up, and you can look at every dirty, messed up room with the sheets and the baskets filled with cleaning utensils and whatnot as you go. It's like no surprise here. So anyway, I saw that, the suite, why didn't they just... Okay, I see the suite's magnificent. Just magnificent. I said, hands down, I'll go interview the chef, and then somebody can move over our luggage. We'll go right into the suite. And then I thought to myself, while I went in to see the chef, let me go online. And I went to the site of the hotel, and there you could click on every suite and superior rooms, standard rooms, deluxe rooms, and see.
So you would have been able to see it online.
Stay with me. We'll be right back.
I just want you by my side.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach, and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack, with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Tonight we sleep silken sheets.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm on the line with Bob Rausch, who is the president and CEO of RAR Hospitality. And we are talking about this incident. If you missed it, you've got to go to the podcast and to the archived audio to hear it. But I had a run-in with the staff of a hotel when I wanted to move from a small room to the next day after a wedding group checked out to a bigger accommodation that was available. And they didn't want to show me the one of the two rooms because it wasn't, the housekeeper hadn't been in there to clean up yet. And when I saw that room, Bob, the bed was unmade and there was some indication of towels on the bathroom floor, but it didn't stop me from walking in and say, oh my God, what a gorgeous suite. Yeah, we'll go into this one. Which we actually stayed in years ago. It's my second favorite suite in this property that I know well. I had a conversation with the owner, and I told him what happened. He had a conversation with the staff, and because we are such good friends and can be frank with one another without getting our feelings hurt, he told me that they told him I was arrogant. Thank you for the salt in the room, in the wound. I didn't have, I mean, it wasn't enough that I was getting aggravated over not being able to just, can we, I didn't think this was going to be a cause celeb. You know, what's the big deal?
They made a big deal out of it.
And I'm trying to understand, how does a hotelier implant in the minds of its staff that when there is a request from a guest that, if it's not going to cause chaos, if it's not going to be unsafe, if it's not going to be a distraction or disturbance to other guests, why would you say no? And how do you train people to be empowered to make decisions that are in, you know, when the policy is more important than the guests, something's wrong.
Well, it's not easy, but it's simple. So it's lead by example. Hire the right people who have the right attitude, and they're going to constantly show others in the organization how it's done. And how it's done is whatever the guest wants, it's not, as long as it's legal and reasonable, do it. That simple.
You know, I'm going to get a lot of bad email from feminist women, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I am a feminist woman.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that there are still women alive today who run by the book. And if they're thrown a curve, they look at the book and they stick to the book. A book that some guy wrote, and all of his compatriot brothers have spent their lives figuring out how to beat the system. And I am convinced that if there had been one male presence there, that person would have said, sure, come with me. Don't tell anybody I showed you. I don't know what it is about women who often have this, you know, this is the book. We got to stick by the book. And guys are all about beat the system. There's the book. Now let's figure out how do we get around it. Why is that? Even today,
I can't comment on that one. I don't want to offend anybody.
So, well, neither do I.
Is there anything else that I can do for you or your listeners, young lady?
Well, what you can do is come back again soon.
Okay,
and it's been a delight having you, and thank you.
And so my last 4 seconds are, if anybody wants to contact me, I will talk to any guest anytime, and roush@hotelguru.com is my email.
All right, well, we'll let everybody know that. Roush, R-A-U-C-H, at hotelguru.com. Thanks for joining us today. You are a delight, and I love you.
My pleasure. We'll see you soon.
Take care, love.
Bye, Stephanie. Bye.
That was great fun talking with Bob. I got something heavy on my mind. South Africa's Western Cape has been hit by a terribly severe drought. So severe that they're using a date in April as a, I don't know what they're calling it, like a zero date, you know, the date when the water goes dry. It's not a pretty story. And there are some who say that it's nothing to worry about. But it is the first major city that looks like it's going to run out of water in the developed world. Not a good thing. I met a woman. I don't remember her name. I'll have to look it up somewhere. If anybody's interested, you can click at sabrams.com on Ask Stephanie way at the top and leave me a message at travelers411.com. Just click it. It'll take you over there. You got to sign in order to be able to do more than just read what's there. If you want to write, you got to click on register and give yourself a username and password to allow you to write. Leave me a question if you got one. But I met a woman. She was the ambassador for Lesotho in Africa, an African country that is, as I recall from the map, landlocked. But I don't know where their water is coming from. Coming from the mountains, from the snow on the mountains. And she was the loveliest lady. Oh, God, she was beautiful, and I loved her African garb. But I think she was a little naive when she said to me, well, soon, and this has got to be 6-7 years ago this happened, soon there will be no water in Africa and Lesotho will have all the water and everyone will have to buy water from us. And then the country will be very wealthy. And I didn't want to break her balloon. But that's the stuff that starts wars. Water is one of those commodities you cannot live without. Not you, not the animals you care about. Not the vegetation that you're trying to grow. And African countries, like countries in Asia and in Europe and in North America and South America, are not attuned to the idea of I'm going to let you take advantage of me without a fight. So I would guess that the lack of water in Africa, if it turns to, gee, we need water and you're price gouging us or we don't want to pay, it's an inherent right. It's an inherent human right. People will go to war over it. It won't be a simple, gee, Lesotho is going to get rich story. And I'm going to share with you in the next segment what the plan is that they're saying people should do to conserve water, because it looks like they may run out in April. Imagine a tourism destination in the world without water, especially one that's surrounded by water, like Cape Town and the Western Cape. We'll be right back. Don't leave.
Maiden Saravan, the nights we stay.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. You're rocking the boat.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
And as I Well, we were talking in the last segment about the lack of water situation in Africa. And I don't know. I think I'm hopeful that the people of Lesotho, whose ambassador to Ireland I met at the Clare Tourism Conference about 6 years ago, I want to say, maybe more, in County Clare, in a town called Ennistymon. And they have the nicest waterfalls in Ennistymon. Isn't that kind of a funny juxtaposition to think about? Africa's got a water problem, and Ireland's got this great waterfalls. What's different about the waterfalls in Ennistymon is that it's not high up and straight down. It's like terraced rocks. Something like Dunn's River Falls in Jamaica. Only each of the terraced areas couldn't be more than 5 or 6 feet, if it's that much. When you look at it from a distance, they look like they're 2 feet apart. So it kind of, you know, bubbles over and bubbles over and bubbles over, going lower and lower down into that, whatever the river is. I don't think it's the River Shannon, but it's some river. Go get out a map of Ireland, find County Clare. You'll find Ennistymon west, pretty close to the west coast of Ireland. But it was at that conference that I met this beautiful woman in this gorgeous African garb who was the ambassador to Ireland from Lesotho, and she was boastful that Lesotho has the market locked up with water supply. And, well, she was saying that, you know, it's like having gold or diamonds and the other countries are going to have to buy their water from Lesotho. And this is a good 6-7 years ago, easy. And all I could think was, have you not heard of wars? You think the people of Africa who are suffering from a drought are just going to wait for some other country to price gouge them on supplying their water and they'll just step up to buy a pipeline or vats of water? That's not usually how it's worked. Usually it, you know, you got something I need to survive. I don't think it's going to be a purchase agreement. I think it's going to be a war. That's terrible, isn't it? It's terrible to even think about. And so that was a bunch of years ago. And my pal, on-air travel companion, barefoot beachcomber, and senior producer David Isby is here sticking his face in so we can talk about this. It's good to see your face.
Great to see you, too.
On this side of the glass.
Yes. You're not traveling, but just give you a few weeks and you're off again, right?
That's very true, but we don't have to go into that today. what's interesting is that at Cape Grace, we interviewed somebody in Cape Grace a few years ago. If you go to sabrams.com, put in Cape Grace, and I think I want you to say Cape Grace Spa. a very, very upscale, very snazzy spa. And, well, Cape Grace is having its problems. And this western part of Africa, which is really astounding because it's an islandy place sitting out there in the middle of the water. Or it's a peninsula, I guess. It's more of a peninsula. But it's surrounded by water. And, you know, David, have you been to Caribbean island destinations where they do have their own water salination plants? You might have been and didn't even realize it.
That's probably true. They might have, but I was unaware of it, yeah.
Yeah, I remember a long time, decades ago, the U.S. Virgin Islands installed a water desalination plant.
Oh, really?
So they pump the water out of the sea, which is salt water, out of the Caribbean. And the water goes through whatever it goes through, and the salt is removed, and then and it's, you know, sanitized, whatever they do with water. And it becomes drinking water. Because any island, for the most part, most of the islands, well, they'll have cisterns to collect rainwater, and they'll get, most islands, Aruba not being one of them, will get a substantial amount of rain, where Aruba is a desert island. And that's why a lot of the hotels will guarantee if it rains for 15 minutes or more, they will open the bar all day free. That's because if it rains, it's like this sprinkly thing that's done in 5 minutes and that's it. And there's a lot, they're in the Windward Islands, so there's all this wind comes through, pushes all the clouds away. Mm-hmm. That's also why you don't get annoyed by mosquitoes and flies and stuff in Aruba, because they can't stay on your skin because the wind blows them. You ever see divvy trees? You have, David. Okay, put your elbow on the table, on the desk, on the whatever, wherever you are, on your knee, wherever you are, people, put your elbow down. Now take your wrist of whichever hand you're using and flop your wrist. That's what a divvy tree looks like.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you see them by the thousands in Aruba.
Right.
Do you know why they look like that?
No.
Oh, come on.
Is it because of the wind?
Thank you.
All right.
Now there you
go. Ding, ding.
Right. So it's because, you know, as they're growing, the trees get bent. And that's it. So that's a whole other story. And I don't know if they have desalination plants in Aruba. Or, you know, most islands, especially Caribbean islands that are volcanic and they're mountainous and, you know, everything comes in on a boat or now on a plane. You know, everything gets shipped in somehow. And a lot of times, even things like bottled water. But, I mean, that would be delivered by truck somewhere else. There, because it's an island, it is what it is. But in general, everything you eat, everything you buy, you know, except for some locally made craft items, most things aren't. It's not like when you go to Ireland and they brag about how, you know, our poultry, our fish, our beef, our lamb, our vegetables, all our creamery products, all made here in Ireland, all raised, grown, manufactured, fabricated, whatever. When you get to island destinations, everything has to get shipped in. That's why, people, you have got to take the food plan when you go to most island destinations. Because when you see what it's going to cost you for breakfast, you're going to have a heart attack. And wait till you get to dinner. So that's why all-inclusives, that's another reason they became, because when you start adding in everything, what it would cost you to eat in these island destinations is more than it'll cost for your hotel for a week.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we were in Aruba. I think it was like 07 or something.
Yeah, that was a good trip, wasn't it?
That was a great time.
When was Sarah born?
09.
Aha, uh-huh, that would have been why.
Exactly.
Yes, all of your travels were BC, before children.
Yeah. Exactly, yes.
All right, well, she's getting to be a big girl now.
Exactly.
And Lucas is getting to be a big boy.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so maybe we go to a family-friendly destination, the whole family comes. Wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be excellent.
That would be excellent.
That would be, actually, yeah.
Well, all right, we should work on that.
Sounds good.
Write that on the list.
We could do radio and TV on location.
How about that? Man, especially now that you are the producer of my new TV show.
Exactly.
You're hot stuff.
With tiny little helpers.
Yes, your assistants are marvelous. They are there, and I love them dearly. So, meantime, I was reading up on the situation in South Africa's Western Cape. And they're saying that this may cause Cape Town to be the first in the developed world major city that runs out of water. Can you imagine running out of water?
I heard that. It was March, I thought that was.
April.
Or April, yeah.
Yeah, and they're calling it zero day or something. And there are some hotels that are saying, well, you know, we'll still have water for our guests. And what happens when you leave the hotel?
Yeah.
I mean, this can't be good. Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything good in this. So I'm going to share with you, David, and with everybody who's sitting snuggied up somewhere listening to us, darling people, what the suggestions are that are being put out for people who are planning to travel to the regions in Africa where water is a problem. And we're going to do that. There's a lot to learn from this regarding conservation as well. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Sit down, you're rocking. Sit down, sit down, sit down, you're on the boat. Sit down, you're rocking. Sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Rock the boat, I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, I don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat, I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm here with my senior producer, David Isby, who I have dragged out of the control room, to talk with you and to, you know, poke our noses into what's going on in Africa, in places where they say this is 1 in 1,000 droughts. I don't know if it's 1 in 1,000 years, 1 in 1,000 something. I don't know. I don't think it's so 1 in 1,000. I think the weather, the droughts in California, the droughts in Africa, the floods, the hurricanes, I think it's all connected. I don't think this is like individual craziness going on around the world. But I want to share with you what it is being reported, that hoteliers in the regions affected in the Western Cape area of Africa are doing with day zero, meaning no water left.
Scary, yeah.
Yeah, but some of the hotels are saying, well, we're going to have water regardless. Well, I don't know if they're shipping it in or I don't know. I mean, in theory, you could ship in stuff in vats and bottles and crates. But here's what many hotels are doing to create regulations for guests to follow. I have to tell you something. I was in St. Lucia about 6 years ago, maybe seven. And they were having a water shortage in the Caribbean, which is odd to me because, I don't know, these islands get rain. And one would think, if you ever go to Bermuda, they have cisterns on the roof. They catch the water and they use it. But anyway, we went to a restaurant. And to get to the restaurant, you had to go in this little dippy boat. And the little dippy boat was not so clean. I mean, it was like a big gondola from our hotel to the restaurant. It wasn't that far. It wasn't more than a 3-4 minute ride. But the boat was dirty. It was gritty and sandy, and even the seats were a little gritty and sandy. And to get in, you had to touch the poles and the side and the seats. And so by the time I got off, the first thing I wanted to do when I got to this restaurant was wash my hands.
Sure.
And this is the, and they're announcing on TV. You put the TV on in your suite, and all you see is, you know, conserve water, water shortage, blah blah blah. So I get inside, and Mark goes to go to the table, and I say, you know what, I'm going to go wash my hands. And I say to the guy, where's the ladies' room? And this, there's like a bar right there in the front, and he's busy at the bar. It's a bartender, I guess. And you know, when bartenders aren't serving, they wash glasses sometimes in some bars. So he's sure. busy washing glasses. And the water is running continually. Now, I asked him about washing, you know, I want to wash my hands. Is there a ladies' room nearby? He says, oh, you can wash your hands right here. And he leaves the water running, and he steps aside. And I take some soap that's there, and I lather up. But as soon as I put my hands under the water, I turn the water off. I lather up. I'm washing my hands. And as I'm doing it, he says to me, oh, you can leave the water running. And I said, is your water shortage over? Because they're still running commercials on TV telling people to conserve water. Oh, yes, we're conserving water. Well, what they forgot to do was teach people how to conserve water.
Oh, my God.
So, well, you know, if you've got a water conservation story going on, you get in the shower, you wet your body down, you turn the water off. Yeah. You lather yourself head to toe, you turn the water off, you rinse, you turn the water off. You don't stand there with the water running. But nobody bothered to tell the citizenry. But listen, I grew up in New York City. We had summertime water shortages. From a little girl, I knew how to conserve water. Well, anyway, here's what they're saying that hoteliers are doing to help. Okay. So many hotels have put in regulations for guests. And among them are, wait till you hear this, quick go to 120-second showers. Some hotels have installed showers that have timed heads that automatically turn off. Dear God, I can just see me like a scene out of I Love Lucy, lathered up in soap, and the water goes off. I'd lose my mind.
Why, sure.
I would lose my mind. I was on a ship once, David, and I was in the shower. And we had just come back from the pool, and I was going to shower and change, and we were going to go up on deck and do whatever we were going to do. And I got in the shower, and I figured, as long as I'm here, I'm going to wash my hair too, because I was in the pool, probably have chlorine in my hair. So I lathered up, and I washed off, and I wet my hair, and I lathered up, and the water went off.
Great.
And it turned out that they needed to do some maintenance on something on the ship. And so they figured the afternoon is the best time, because if people are showering, it's generally in the morning or the evening or at, you know, dinner time when you're changing for dinner or whatever.
Not
so this
you.
Was like 2:30 in the afternoon. Well, you know me. At 2:30 in the afternoon, I just finished breakfast normally.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm just starting my day. And there I was with all this soap in my hair.
And no way to get it out.
And, oh, my God. So we had some bottles of, you know, still water, sparkling water in the room. That's how I got the soap out of my hair. And so I learned after that, when I'm on a ship or someplace iffy, I will wash one part of my body at a time. Like, first I do my arm, and then I rinse. You know, other arm, rinse. I do a little piece at a time.
Just in case.
Just in case I have to go get the sparkling water and get it off of me. You learn fast. Anyway, they've taken the plugs out of bathtubs so people can't fill up to take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
What else have they done? They're asking people not to flush toilets frequently. I hate that, but okay. And then the big one, of course, is, and I don't know why people have to be instructed. If you're in a place and you're conserving water, or you're in a place you don't want to use what comes out of the faucet, take a glass, pour bottled water in it, stick your toothbrush in, put the toothpaste on, brush your teeth, rinse from the glass, swish, swish, spit it out, finish the glass of water, and you don't have to leave the water running. So good lessons for all of us, but if you're headed in that direction, you know, think about the challenges so that you're prepared to accept it and not complain when you get there. That's it for this week. Come back next week and watch Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.